This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
One in the books, two to go. It's Bill O'Brien's Texans show today, along with the Astros. If you missed it at the top of the broadcast, we opened with the breaking news that the Astros have received their punishment from Major League Baseball, and boy, did they, as they were forced to pay a $5 million fine. They lose their first and second round picks in this year and next year's amateur draft. And more importantly than anything else, your general manager, Jeff Luhnow, your head coach, your manager, A.J. Hinch, will be suspended for a year.
You got to feel like some kind of bitch, though, if you're Mike Fiers. Like, are y'all with me at all? I know I've been passionate about this.
No,
but you're
right,
sitting
though.
Here, and you just caused an absolute storm.
Crap storm. Yep.
Like,
all
God,
this.
That's so frustrating.
Jilted ex-lover.
So, now, here's just to take that a step further. If you are one of his ex-teammates with the Strohs, how does that affect your relationship going
you.
Forward? Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that the light way of going about it is you're not talking to him. The more harsh way of going about it is when you do see him, you got plenty to say.
It was whole stuff.
He better be glad, regardless.
He better be glad that it's American League ball.
Yeah. I mean,
I'd plunk his ass if he ever got in the game.
I think a lot of players would feel like that. And I don't know. I feel like some players would just avoid him. Some players with a little more animation and personality might have some words for him. It just depends on the player. I'd just be like, give me 50 feet, bro. Just stay away from me.
Better question, what if you're his teammate now? Do you trust him?
Like, hey, are you going to be a hoe on this team too? Just out of curiosity.
Even put tar inside the freaking mitt.
We're doing stuff too. Like, everybody's cheating in baseball, by the way. Everybody.
We just need to know if you're a snitch.
That picture now. When he threw his no-hitter when he had pine tar in his glove mentioned. Like, everybody's cheating, including him. But I'd be like, yeah, hey, we're about to do a little, whatever baseball players do every day when they cheat. Can we count on you not to be a hoe, Mike Fiers?
Yeah.
Nope. Because we don't know.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens now going forward. Thank God they traded for Austin Pruitt before Jeff Luhnow was suspended. Because now, whether it is free agency or what they're who they were targeting, obviously, unless, again, and I don't know how they're going to crack down on that. If he's suspended in the case of Luhnow, how do you enforce that?
Yeah,
because most of the stuff that the GM does is done off hours, out of the office, wherever the situation may come up. So maybe he's not the guy that announces it or calls the league office, but you got to believe he's still in the discussions, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah, there'll be some behind-the-scenes stuff that he does.
Getting a lot of FedEx deliveries or local deliveries that have no packages, but just, hey, Jim Crane wanted to let you know that we got a call on this. What do you think?
Yeah.
All right, so that's that. And then, of course, we've got the Texans debacle because it's funny. I saw some people teed up in the first quarter on social media. Karma's a bitch. As bad as you used us, Kansas City, when you came here a few years ago in the playoffs, you're getting yours today.
Yeesh.
Oops. Saw a lot of those backtracks that had to happen on social media. And at the end of the day, from a sports perspective, I kept thinking in my head, man, Houston's going to Houston. Mm-hmm. It's just as sucky as it is, as painful as it may be. And obviously not being here my whole life, but having loved sports enough to have followed it from afar and now close up.
Listen.
It just sucks.
I went through 35-3. I lived through that as an Oilers fan. And now I've been through 24-0 as a Texans fan. I did a hit on the Animal in Oklahoma City this weekend. I did a call in. They just wanted to talk Texans Chiefs. And I said, listen, I said on my show that in my heart, I felt like this team, if they played well, had the ability to beat the Chiefs. I just didn't think it would happen because Houston sports always finds a way to mess things up. And so as fans, we just sit back and it's the playoffs. It's the divisional round. It's Bill O'Brien. We have no hope that this is actually going to be anything other than something that goes terribly wrong and is probably a blowout. And there are certainly ways to, make that. Well, let me just pause that.
Let's confirm it first. We'll do some searching and we'll announce the breaking news.
Because we just got some news in our ear and we'll confirm this real quick. But Houston teams always find a way to do this. Like you said, 35-3, the Astros with the Nats in the seventh inning, you're up. In game seven, you know, it's just, it's this is a snake bit city, and I hate it.
I got it.
Because I am a native Houstonian, and it sucks to be a sports fan in this town for these teams a lot of times.
Barry, it's about to suck a little bit worse if you're a baseball fan in the city of Houston. Both Jake Kaplan and Brian McTaggart are confirming and reporting. Jim Crane has spoken. Jim Crane says Jeff Luhnow and A.J. Hinch have been dismissed.
I think that's a mistake.
I think it's a huge mistake. Oh, my goodness. Absolutely unbelievable.
I think that is, well, first of all.
That's a knee jerk, right?
I didn't need this from Crane. I needed this from Cal McNair. I was just going to say. Damn it. Wrong owner.
I was just going to say.
Wrong owner firing people.
You got Cal on one end of the spectrum. And boy, you got Jim Crane on the other.
Because, I guess Jim Crane has his testicles and Cal's testicles because he basically said, look, we're not going to tolerate this and we're firing it. This is a huge mistake. I would have let this play out. I think Jeff Luhnow is an amazing GM. I think AJ Hinch is an amazing manager.
Both fronts.
I would not have allowed this, but damn.
Here's Jim Crane.
And I'm going above and beyond MLB's penalty. Today, I have made the decision to dismiss AJ Hinch and Jeff Luhnow.
And he said the team would be better off for it. He wanted to go above and beyond what the MLB decided as sanctions. And he feels that I don't know why he's doing this, but he feels that this is the right decision going
forward. That's
crazy.
I know exactly why he's doing this. He's trying to save face for his franchise from a financial standpoint, from a marketing standpoint. He's thinking it's a better look for his team to do this.
To do the right thing.
Yeah, and I really believe this is a knee jerk that's going to kick him in the nuts going forward.
You know what, though? Here's the thing, Joel. This reminds me that what you mentioned earlier about this is more than just the cheating. This is the, what was the dude's name that yelled, I'm so glad we got Osuna. What was that dude's name?
Brendan.
Taubman.
It's that. It's going and getting Osuna. It's how they handled Tyler White.
It's the press releases of everything being, hey, just back off. We know what we're doing. Yep, from Taubman to the Blue Jays to, like you said, Tyler White.
It's firing it's all of that. And then you look at it and go, man, if I'm at the top looking down and, yeah, we won, but at what cost? We've lost our integrity as an organization. People think we're a joke. They're, you know, we've got all these great players and we've done all these great things. But I tell you what, this moment, this decision, this could be the beginning of the end of the run for the Astros because this was all built by two men. Two men and a hell of a
front office staff.
A hell of a scouting staff. A hell of a scouting staff.
They fired them after the World Series.
Yeah, but give them credit. But all of this was built by scouts and two men, and those two men are gone.
But take it a step further, Barry.
Boy.
In that dugout, we constantly talked about the clubhouse. We talked about the chemistry, the family atmosphere, the togetherness. You got to believe this is not going to sit well with his players. A.J. Hinch was a guy that was beloved by George Springer, loved by all the guys that he dealt with on a daily basis, respected for the way that he handled one-on-one player decisions and good and bad and indifferent, all the different day-to-days of baseball. You got to believe that clubhouse was like, whether they're mad at Jim Crane or maybe it's like, I got to get the hell out. Maybe now, Garrett Cole knew a lot more than we knew and said a lot of things being considered too. I'm getting the hell out of that firestorm.
Garrett Cole was just about money.
Probably, but I'm just saying.
But here's the thing. I saw that Jeff Passan had all these really long tweets and about dialogue that happened and who was responsible for what. This move by Jim Crane firing A.J. Hinch, if you're just tuning in, A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luhnow have been dismissed by Jim Crane after the punishment came down from MLB. But this move tells me that they were instrumental in doing what they did to undermine the integrity of this organization.
But you're right in the fact that that's one thing, and you're probably spot on with that. But the other thing...
So he knows they did this.
But the other thing you got to think about, because this is the owner speaking on his franchise, and his franchise, as we talked about time and time again, it's about making money. It's awesome when you win the World Series, but it's about making money. Mm-hmm. And you don't think that the fact that this entire organization went from being the golden child of baseball that everybody loved to what's wrong with baseball,
top to bottom, front to back, and the ego and the arrogance of a franchise with the press releases that came out, with the denial of anything wrong, with the pointing fingers at the actual media people breaking the stories, going at them, only to have to eat crow, like you said, and put tail between legs time and time again. And Crane said, because remember, he wanted to get to the bottom of who put the initial press release out, who approved it, who said that Brandon Taubman could be in the right and that these media people were overreacting and all these things. And so as everybody kind of took a step back and no one took full ownership and everybody tried to do a blanket of blame, you know, in the back of his mind, he's going, strike one against you, strike one against you. And if it started to stack up more and more, and now you've got this major black eye staring you in the face, it was like, okay, man, look, for the sake of my franchise, and because this may soften the blow of how people think about the franchise going forward, and for us trying to win going forward, I got a clean house.
All I got to say, Cal McNair, you're on the clock. Follow the Astros' lead. You're on the clock.
He doesn't want to go be. He doesn't want to be outdone in the media. He'll wait till tomorrow.
Go fire your coach and slash.
He doesn't want to compete with the Astros today. Now he has an excuse. He'll wait till tomorrow.
I don't care. There should be no coaches left. None.
Well, I'll be honest. I mean,
Tony's like, baby, what?
Things happen in threes. We got the Texans debacle. We got the Astros debacle.
I'm telling you.
Look the hell out, Mike D'Antoni, because they haven't been playing great, and the defense has sucked. Man, not a good day to be a Houston sports fan.
Is Romeo Crennel coaching the Rockets defense? Maybe that's the
problem.
But
here's the question, too. So now that you've fired guys that have both been suspended, you can just go out and hire a new GM, and immediately they can just start making moves and functioning. So you saved your franchise for a year in that regard, at least from being able to be functional from a leadership standpoint and a general manager that's in charge standpoint. But you lose a guy that is as responsible as anybody for putting the winning team back on the field for the Houston Astros and Jeff Luhnow. And like you said, from the analytics to the relationship between him and the front office to the way he managed the team, and everybody's going to say until game seven, look, overall, A.J. Hinch has been a hell of a manager for this franchise.
Yep.
So, wow.
Well,
wow.
It's going to be interesting to see now what do you do. I mean, that was two key cogs, man. That's a big blow to
this franchise.
We're
the Chiefs game ops department right now. We're out of fireworks. We've shot every single explosion we've had.
How about that, Romeo Crennel? You firework-wasting defensive coordinator. The Chiefs literally ran out of fireworks because they scored too much.
They had to rewrite the back end of the record book for the NFL yesterday because of that game. They ran out of fireworks.
Good Lord.
And what did they score? 8 straight touchdowns on 8 straight possessions or something like that?
Unbelievable.
What the hell, man?
Unbelievable. And yet, the wrong coach and GM got fired. Unbelievable. Welcome to Houston Sports. It sucks.
Otherwise known as the usual suspects. Welcome in. Hey, we're in hour number 2. We still have another hour after that to go, so we got plenty of time if you want to join in and vent. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call or text that number. Hit us on Twitter. Let us know how you're feeling, because, boy, you already heard with just a little over an hour in how we're feeling, and we'd love to hear from you, too. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
And I'm going above and beyond MLB's penalty. Today, I have made the decision to dismiss A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luhnow. We need to move forward with a clean slate, and the Astros will become stronger, a stronger organization because of this today. And will not have this happen again on my watch.
Was the decision to fire Luhnow or not to retain, bring them back, Luhnow and Hinch, after their suspensions made, after the receipt of the report, was this a decision that you made prior to today?
Yeah, we didn't really find out about the decision, the final decision, till on the weekend. And after I had their findings, I decided to make that decision today.
Jim, who will run baseball operations and who will run the team in the interim?
Well, we'll quickly look for someone to manage the team as soon as we get out of here today. Certainly, we have possibilities internally. We'll also look outside. The baseball operation, I will oversee. We have a number of capable guys that can run that operation. A number of them were interviewed for GM spots, one in particular. And so we'll sit down today and start working on that and move as quickly as we can.
Jim, how did both AJ and Jeff take your decision when you told them?
I just spoke to both of them just a few minutes ago. They've got their letters from baseball. You know, AJ was upset. I think he understands the consequences, and you know, he said, "I'm sorry," and I'll do whatever I can to help the team. Jeff was a little bit shorter; he was traveling, and so I just informed him, and he said, "Okay," and he'd get with me when he gets back.
Well, I think you figured it out. That was Astros owner Jim Crane.
Wow.
There was Bold a lot move. To uncover there, starting with the first question from David Barron. And then going on from there.
I hope he spells Jeff Luno's name right when he writes about it.
It's no Laminack.
Bold move by Jim Crane.
Big
I don't agree
move.
With it. I don't like it. But I understand what he's doing for the integrity of his organization his business. You keep saying this was a business thing. This is about money. And I agree with that. But you know what? You know what brings in more money than integrity, Joel? Winning.
Sure.
And those guys are winners. They're cheaters, but they're winners.
Now, here's the other thing. Because if you're going to do this, and he said, this is no longer going to happen on my watch. I hate to
my
say
Apple
this.
My Apple Watch? Okay,
no,
Red Sox.
No, I hate to say this. But whoever was to blame or the people to blame for all the PR snafus, for all the statements that were arrogant, for all the ways in which their entire organization came across as holier and better and bigger than thou, aren't those people also being evaluated? Because this was, as you mentioned, and we talked about, this was an overall big bad look for the entire franchise. Yeah. And it wasn't just two men.
Well, so when I was coming back from the restroom during the break, he was doing the press conference live, and someone asked him about it and said, well, are you going to clean house? Because a lot of the employees that still exist where Jeff Luno hires, are you going to clean house? And he said, listen, I don't think all of the employees that Luno hired were in on this. This was an on-the-field thing, right? This wasn't a behind-the-scenes thing. Now, there were some people in the organization, I get it, but this wasn't, you know, the scouting director of the Southeast. It's not his fault.
But think about it, Barry.
But so what he said, though, was, he goes, as far as cleaning house, I don't know that there's ever been a day when someone has come in and fired a GM and a manager on the same day. I'd say we did a pretty good job of cleaning house. He's not playing.
No, like, but let's think about this. When we talk about who was involved, who wasn't, we know from what we've been told and with the evidence that was put forth from the scouts that were blanketly dismissed in one mass firing, that there were emails to all scouts and people involved in minor league scouting and otherwise to start analyzing how to steal signs, what were the best ways to do it, how to catalog it and log it.
True.
So now you're talking about a lot of people in an organization.
But not everybody.
I'm not saying everybody.
You're not going to blatantly dismiss your entire front office.
And I wasn't done because here's the thing.
If they were implicated, sure.
Take all of that, then talk about Brandon Taubman. Then talk about a guy under Luno who was doing his own thing, who was flippantly doing a lot of bad and sticking up for a guy and a trade in which they were very arrogantly saying, we did our due diligence. This is all fine and dandy, okay?
Okay, so in that regard, I don't think that they fired Jeff Luno because of that. It was a culmination. But here's the thing. Jim Crane was in on that decision to go out and get Osuna. So if that's part now, the whole I'm glad we got him in the face of a reporter and all that, that's a different animal. But the decision to get Osuna was an organizational decision.
I'm painting the big picture, and Crane was involved in that.
So we got all those
emails scouting and baseball side, right? Then we've got Taubman. Not only how he reacted and all the whole with the Osuna thing, but in the locker room. But then after that, for the Astros to follow it up with a statement that basically said,
"We believe you.
We believe him. This is false. That go back and look and look at the people." Horrible look that they had to eat crow and backtrack on.
Yeah.
And you got to believe from Crane's mind, he's going, "My entire organization now looks like crap."
Yeah.
And so, look, he comes from oil and gas, and his reputation from anybody you talk to is no nonsense guy. And if you're going to cost him money, you're not going to be around long.
And the texter just made a good point. You know, there was that whole bounty gate with the Saints. Peyton got suspended, didn't get fired, and that's an organization that's still going strong. I don't know. I could maybe understand if you have to let Jeff Luhnow to go because of all the things that we just talked about with the presser and how they handled him, backing him, and he said that was a mistake. Because he was also not just the GM. He was what, president of baseball operations or VP of baseball operations? One of those high-ranking officials within
basically
the organization.
Everybody reported to
AJ
him.
A.J. Hinch, I just feel like this is a huge knee-jerk reaction.
I know we got to go to break, but real quick, I think we should play this clip. This might add some perspective to it. This is more from Jim Crane.
I felt that with what came out in the report, they both had responsibilities, Jeff running the baseball operation and overseeing A.J. and all of those people associated with that. And A.J. on the bench and was aware, if you read the report, it's pretty clear. A.J. Didn't endorse it, and neither did Jeff. Neither one of them started this, but neither one of them did anything about it. And that's how we came to the conclusion.
I know that you said at the start that you've accepted what baseball has done. Do you feel like the punishment fit the crime?
Listen, it's the stiffest penalty that any team has ever taken or given. And we accept that. We're going to move forward in a positive way. I'll let the commissioner determine how he handles the rest of it.
Wow.
Man.
It's weird because he's like, yeah, I don't think that they were supportive of it. And that's, again, why this is so surprising to me. But I think this is strictly about public relations.
Well,
that's all this is.
They weren't supportive, but they didn't do anything about it.
By the way, take notes, Cal McNair. This is about public relations. Write that down, buddy. Write that down. You should be next in the press conference firing your coach.
We just saw all of this in politics. I need to see that report.
That's crazy.
You want to talk about
I want to read
You want to talk about every word I would read.
Yeah.
I would read that report. Because they didn't start it, but they didn't do anything to stop it. Now it also is intriguing because now you want to know, well, who started it?
Man.
Where did it come from?
Are y'all ready for a decade of suck in Houston sports? Because it's about to happen. A decade of suck. Harden's getting older. D'Antoni's gone. Bill O'Brien ain't going nowhere because Cal McNair's.
Chris Paul's going to win it all in OKC.
Testicles are somewhere else and he won't fire. Luhnow and Hinch are gone. It's the decade of suck of Houston sports. Strap in.
Doesn't Cal McNair look a lot like John McClain?
Can I switch allegiances, by the way? Yeah, he does. Can I just pick a new city to root for?
Will you call him we?
Allowed to.
It's your rules.
Yeah, you make up for the rules on this show.
I don't
want to
be a Houston sports fan anymore. I'm done with Houston sports. I hate it. I'm done.
Packers in the NFC Championship game. We got room
Let's talk Packers on the way back.
There you go. Second half of the show coming up next. Don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Jim, can you talk about how soon you think that all the changes you'll be able to be up to speed as an organization? How much of a drop-off, if any, you expect with this?
I've been sitting in a few meetings last week in particular on the mediation and the contracts we don't have signed. So I don't think it's going to take long. We've got a short window here. We've got to get ready for spring training February 15th or sooner. We'll work very hard to try to take care of the team first and then look at the baseball operations. As I said, we've got good leaders in a number of those spots, and so it's just a manner of organizing and managing that staff for the next 30 days, and hopefully we can get someone in to take the point.
Jim Crane again, as D-Day has arrived for the Houston Astros in more ways than one. The punishment coming down from Major League Baseball as we welcome you into the second half of The Usual Suspects. As we kicked off our show to let you know that Jeff Luhnow and A.J. Hinch were each suspended for a year by Major League Baseball for their involvement in the cheating scandal. That was not going to be the worst of their day, as they were soon to find out from the ownership led by Jim Crane they would no longer have employment with the Houston Astros. They also received a $5 million fine as an organization. They lost their first and second round draft picks in this year and next year's amateur draft. It has been shocking, to say the least. Now, guys, two things. One, when you look at the overall complexion of the franchise and you listen to what Jim Crane said, and one of the things he said was, not on my watch and not going forward. But when you think about from an organizational perspective, and we were talking about, we thought it was a knee-jerk reaction, and you're losing two really solid baseball men that were, in Luhnow's case, the architect to resurrecting the franchise on the baseball side, rebuilding the farm system, and taking three 100-loss teams, 100-loss-a-year teams, into the last three being 100-win-per-season teams. And A.J. Hinch, the skipper on the bench that led this team in so many ways. But then on top of that, think about from a business perspective. Nolan Ryan's son, Reed, the president of the franchise, the guy that made a lot of business decisions that kept this thing running and running smoothly and doing a lot of things. We kid about the rings, but he made this man and this franchise a whole lot of money, and they came to an understanding in some way, however you want to believe and read between the lines. He's no longer with the franchise. So you look at all that, and you say, literally starting over from a team that played in the World Series.
You think this opens the door for the Ryans to come back? Because there may have been issues between the Ryans and the way Luhnow ran things.
Maybe. But I also believe that maybe Jim Crane felt like Reed Ryan, running business ops, could have stepped in on these releases and the way that they announced things to the media and to the public and done a better job, thought through a lot of different aspects of ramifications of what might come of what they've said or did not say, and maybe felt like, if I do it in this way, maybe it will soft sell the move that had to be made. But overall, when you talk about, regardless of how guilty all three were, they're no longer with the franchise. And those are pretty major roles to be filling this close to the start of another baseball season.
Yeah, and what's going to be interesting is what they do from a GM perspective. You know, there's former Astros employees that were under Luhnow that have moved on, and those might be a possibility. You know, don't be surprised if, like, a guy like Joe Espada isn't the manager next year.
Well, that's what I was wondering
along. And I think that Crane is going to go out and look. But I think with this kind of – you have to – and I know he's not available, but if I'm Jim Crane, I go out and I go try to find a Joe Maddon. I go try to find a guy that I can hand this organization that is ready to win now in win now mode to a guy that's capable of not messing it up. Because, look, you saw what the Phillies did with Gabe Kapler. It was a disaster.
But think about who the Phillies just hired.
Yeah, well, that worries me. That they got Girardi, right?
I was going to say, there's the perfect
guy. That would have been outstanding. But that's the kind of guy that I want Jim Crane to go get. Joe Girardi, Joe Maddon. Some guys, don't go get a Gabe Kapler. That worries me.
Espada stuck around. He was second interview candidate with San Francisco.
Yeah,
and I believe at least one other
interview with the Cubs. Yep.
He got a second interview with the Cubs. He was a hot commodity by a lot of teams. And you got to believe whether his agent got word of it or you know how word travels fast in baseball circles. A lot of people said, hey, man, wait until you see whichever team you're taking over for the most part is probably going to have a lot of suck in them.
Yep.
If you wait and play your cards right, you could be managing a team that has a chance to win a World Series and get all the attention you need to pick the next job you get.
It's going to be interesting. I need to check on this. I'll throw out a couple of names because I just pulled up.
Okay, while you're doing that, let me throw the second thing that I was going to throw at you guys.
Sure.
He's making all these moves. He's looking out for the entire franchise. But at some point, isn't there some evidence somewhere or isn't there somebody from baseball asking the question of, as the owner of the team, didn't you know something? You had to know something. You had to know in some shape or form, especially if what you're hearing now from these sound bites is, I've been involved in these meetings and baseball operations. I've been involved in baseball operations previously. Like you said, he's got to sign off on the trade for Osuna. He's involved in the day-to-day operations with both the men that he just fired. You got to believe somehow, some way, he knew something of what was going on. And yet baseball's not finding him. They're not taking action on him. So don't you think in a way, too, what he's doing now is continually to push the and deflect away from himself? Because at some point, somebody's got to ask the question, hey, Jim, didn't you know what was going on?
Yeah, did you know what this is? I doubt he did. You think that an owner is going to get involved on that level?
I think that's a part of doing a blind eye. I mean, he said that the idea came from the players.
Yeah.
Hinch and Luno didn't endorse it. You know what I mean?
They didn't support it, but they probably
showed a blind eye. Yeah. If you show a blind eye, usually you shut up and you don't tell nobody.
Yeah.
You know? That's normally how it works, or it's supposed to work. But you know how things are with people these days. Sometimes they talk when they're not supposed to.
Right.
So
a name that I wanted to look at, Mike Socia. Is a guy that I think might be a good fit. I feel like that Jim Crane he did the right thing by going out and getting a manager like A.J. Hinch, who didn't have a lot of success when he was in Oakland and Arizona, but showed signs that he could, and he was the perfect pairing with Jeff Luno. It was chemistry. It was perfect.
People didn't know the name or much about him when they brought him in, but he was the perfect fit.
Yeah, and Jeff Luno did amazing things in St. Louis, so I think you're going to have to find that chemistry again. But you're going to need to get a guy that this team and these players will rally around.
Can I say something about Socia?
Uh-huh.
The one thing that's a negative is, and the reason why they brought Brad Ausmus in for the first year, replacing him, was old school guy, wasn't into analytics.
True.
The one thing that you got to marry when you're marrying in the front office with whoever's managing your team is...
Which is why I like the Girardis of the world.
Regardless of what happens going forward with who they hire for what positions, the Astros are still going to be an analytics-driven baseball franchise.
What I don't want is don't go out and do a Gabe Kapler move.
I agree.
That was, you know, but I'm looking at names. I mean, I saw Tim Bogar's name on a list of managerial candidates.
Who has been a long-time respected coach in baseball.
But, so
yeah, I mean, here's the bad thing. Timing. All the great managerial candidates have found jobs
this
offseason.
Pretty much.
I think your best bet for this year is because, again, you don't want to lose the locker room as a Espada.
Could be.
We'll see what's going to happen as we go forward. Hey, by the way, since we're into all these different things, we're like the Cleveland Browns hired a baseball guy. You think John Dorsey wants to get into baseball? He could be the GM and at least make great moves for you. I don't know. We'll see. The general manager position is going to be interesting all in itself because no one's gotten more credit for the resurrection of the Astros than Jeff Luno.
That's how bad the Texans sucked. They got Luno and A.J. Hinch fired. That's how bad it was.
But yet Bill O'Brien stands. He stands for Houston, Barry.
You know what I was thinking about? Oh, we'll go to break. I'll tell you on this.
We'll get you on the other side. Lots more to talk about. Obviously, it's driven by the Astros' decisions today and Bill O'Brien's decisions yesterday. It is the Houston Fun Show, otherwise known as The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through hour number two, 3-hour show. To say that the show has basically written itself today would be an understatement. We led with the breaking news that Major League Baseball has concluded its investigation of the Astros cheating scandal. It came down with their punishment in which Jeff Luno and A.J. Hinch were suspended for the year. The franchise was fined $5 million, and they were forced to forfeit their first and second round picks in this year's and next year's amateur draft. And you thought that that was the end of it. Oh, but wait, there was more. As Jim Crane then came to the podium in front of a crowded press conference to announce that his decision was Jeff Luno and A.J. Hinch were dismissed.
The wrong coaches got fired today. The wrong coach and GM. There's still time, but I just don't have any faith in Cal McNair to do this. But, yeah, this is the worst 24 hours in Houston sports history?
has to be right there.
I mean, can you think of a worse in terms 24 of multiples, hours?
In terms of multiples. Because obviously everybody can be completely crushed by a devastating loss.
Sure.
That's one thing. A game seven or for whatever game you're
talking about.
But
this is a loss
about. Yeah,
on
this is multiples.
The field and a loss off the field. The fines, the suspensions, the draft picks. Like the hopelessness of a football franchise and a football town. By the way, this shouldn't be a football town anymore. It should just not be a football. It shouldn't be a baseball. Go Dynamo!
Hey, don't poop on the ass. I mean, don't poop on my team. The Rockets are still there. They're the two seed right now.
They're a fantastic organization from top to bottom. Are they the two seed right now?
Yeah.
I got to look that up.
Their GM would never cheat or do anything.
They're the four seed, bro. What are you talking about?
I was going to say, too. I would have thought that was
new news. They're the two seed in a week. They're the four seed right now.
They're the four seed. You're five
their
and a half back.
Their CEO would never do anything wrong or want to be that close to the players and the manager and the showers.
Your hate is showing.
Oh, let me get here. Let me drink. Excuse me. I get a drink real quick.
My God, I'm going to go on record as a lifelong Houstonian, lifelong Houston sports fan. I'll go ahead and say, yes, this is the worst 24 hours in Houston sports history because you just saw one of the ugliest collapses in playoff history in the NFL. And now your franchise, the model, I mean, we were talking about that this is now a baseball town. Look at the Astros and look what they did. And now you feel like, even though all the players are still here, you feel like you're starting over almost.
I agree with you. I think it's a hell of a statement. I think it's spot on accurate. And I think that the one thing that ties it all together is you're talking about two of your three major franchises, and you're talking about something that's affecting the past, the present, and the future of both organizations.
Well put.
And it is completely negative on both sides of the ledger.
Well put.
So it is a devastating day if you are a Houston sports fan.
Somebody said, yeah, what about the Stros loss and the next day Watson tore his knee? I'm still going to go, this is worse.
Well, that's the jinx you just put on the Astros.
Because you just said that the whole ramifications of the present and the future for the Astros.
It involved the past.
It's scary, man.
The present,
and now
the future.
You're going to bring in guys, and now your future for the Texans sucks because they won't fire Bill O'Brien.
You still got to pay Tunsil. You still got to pay Watson.
No draft picks.
You have no draft picks.
You got three organizations with no draft picks. Like, there won't be a draft party in Houston until 2031. This is terrible for any organization. Do the Dynamo have any picks? What about the XFL? At least the Roughnecks are going to have some picks, right? Go Roughnecks! That's it. I'm officially only rooting for the Roughnecks. That's it. I'm not rooting for the Astros. I'm not rooting for the Texans. The Texans are... I'm so done with the Texans. I'm all about the Roughnecks. I'm going to put a Roughneck sticker on the back of my car.
Wait, time out. I had you in green and gold a minute ago.
Yeah, by the way, several people are trying to recruit me. I'm done with the Texans.
Dude, I leave that open for discussion.
Like
the same way
Lenny wants me to be a Browns fan? Are you kidding me,
Lenny?
The
same way you were going to sell your passes to the freaking listener party?
Yeah.
This is, you could buy Barry's Fandemonium.
Lenny, if I would rather root for the Cowboys than root for the Browns, Lenny. You
or
are
the Indians?
Out of your mind.
I love Tito Francona, but they're on a fire sale right now,
you
too.
You are out of your mind, Lenny. No way I would be a Browns fan. Several Titans fans trying to recruit me. Sorry, not going to happen.
Boy, after that
Former Oilers?
Yeah.
Former Oilers. I'm a diehard Oilers fan. And then Bud Adams dumbass up and moved them. Nope, never be a Titans fan.
At least you can look up to those jerseys and respect them when they're retired.
I wish Cal would be more like Bud Adams and just move. Just get out of town. I'd rather not have a football team.
I don't think anybody's
point.
Willing to go that far.
No, I'd almost rather not have a football team than to look at this joke of a franchise. How fun was that yesterday? I would have rather have just been a fan free agent and just enjoyed football for what the games were, like watching the Packers game and going, oh, they stole one because that wasn't a first down. Or, oh, did that sting a little?
Who won the game? Didn't sting at all.
I mean, like, I would rather watch the Niners.
Wait,
and
are
be
you
like,
talking about, was that a fumble in the first quarter that they didn't call and get possession up to? I'm just asking.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't start with me. I've already rehearsed
I'd rather be able to watch that go, look at that Niners defense. That is amazing. Boy, they can really run the ball. This is a fun. No, instead I got to watch the team that I root for just look like idiots. Like their coaches just were like, hey, well, you know what? We just learned how to coach today. Today. I just, it's, God.
Is Jim Crane a hero or a scapegoat? or an enemy now? Or has he pissed off Houston? No. Or is everybody supporting what he's done?
I think the text line basically says that they don't like the move. It's a it's a bad move.
The knee jerk.
It's a knee jerk reaction. But look, I don't like the move either. But I understand. I don't like it. I would rather keep them and be winning and try to rebuild your integrity, but I understand why he did it.
I do too.
What I don't understand is why Cal McNair hasn't yet. I don't understand that. We got to get some.
Yeah, let's get some of these calls. So Troy's been holding the longest. Troy, what's up? Troy.
Great. Today is the worst. Barry, I agree. Today is the worst day in Houston sports fans' history. So you guys kind of touched on my question. We know Bill O'Brien sucks, but what's wrong with Reed Ryan? He's your man. He knows more about that organization than anybody. He could step right in and do the job. It's GM. I'll hang up and listen.
Well,
wait, tell me. So we're going to bring Reed Ryan?
No, nah, he won't be a GM, Troy.
No, he's a business guy.
Yeah, he's going to run the organization. He'll assist in hiring a GM if they were to bring him back. But, yeah, Reed Ryan wouldn't be the GM. That's a different.
It sounded like he was trying to recruit him to the Texans.
Yeah, but yeah.
Jamie Roots runs all the business operations for the Texans, and by all means, there's nothing wrong with Jamie Roots.
No.
So, yeah, we're not going to worry about that. Brian also wants to get in here on Astros. He's got questions about A.J. Hinch. Brian, what's up?
Yeah, hey, guys. Big fan of the show.
Appreciate you.
Obviously, Lundho's going to have, that's an impact with free agency and the draft and all that. Now, when it comes time to re-sign guys like Springer's the first one to come to mind, do you think Hinch not being there, I mean, that's going to weigh in on their decision? They might feel like, that he was, not given a fair opportunity or was done wrong by the organization. Do you think that's going to have an effect when it comes time to sign guys back? Thank you.
I don't think at all. I think that you're talking about, from a baseball perspective, it's coming down to dollars and cents. And that's what it's going to come down to. And when you talk about George Springer, first of all, I think if you want to talk about, does it affect Springer's decision because his guy, A.J. Hinch, is no longer there? And they obviously had an unbelievable relationship. But I think it comes down to dollars and cents for every player. George feels like early in his career he was held back by the Astros under team control. They tried to rectify that in the last couple years to give him a lot more than they had to try to get it going in the right direction. So at least they're in the discussion in signing him in his next contract. But no matter who you bring in on the baseball side of the operations, they are going to be very well versed in terms of everything that's happened past.
Yeah, but if they use that against Jim Crane in the interview process, I'd be like, look, bro. If you're going to use this against me, look, don't get caught cheating. Like, you can't. Obviously, Jim Crane was put in a position where he had to make a decision. Maybe he didn't have to fire them, but he was still in a bad spot regardless. I don't think you use that. I don't think any potential manager or any front office guy can use that against Jim Crane.
That's saved a lot of face today, Nick, because there's no way to look good based on what happened to you. But the fact that you acted swiftly, Cal McNair, and you made a tough decision but very hard and fast, and you basically told the world, I'm not going to tolerate this, whether you knew anything about everything going on or not. The bottom line is how you handled it as the new front person for this franchise with no one else to turn to, and you took swift action, people will respect that.
Here's the thing. This isn't going to affect negotiations with the players for two reasons. One, what you just mentioned, which was money. Money talks. If George Springer is going to get the deal he wants from the Astros, George Springer is going to be an Astro. He doesn't care who the manager is. He understands this is a business, and he understands that people get hired and fired in baseball all the time, just like he could be traded, just like he could be cut. This is a business, and George knows that. The second thing is, the players have no one to blame but themselves for getting A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luhnow fired. The fact of the matter is that the players got off. This was their idea. It said so in the report that this was part of the players developing this and that Luhnow and Hinch turned a blind eye to it. They didn't stop it, but they didn't endorse it. But the players have nobody to blame but themselves. So it would be asinine for them to be like, well, you can't fire him. Well, you did this, bro. You did this, George. Bregman. I feel like Bregman led the charge on this, by the way. I feel like Alex Bregman was the biggest. If anybody's going to be a big cheater on that team, it's going to be Alex Bregman.
Barry Laminack. I'm Joel Blank. That's Nick Sciarra. We are the Usual Suspects. Two in the books, one to go. Final hour of the show. Coming up next, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Sam Windsor with the Houston Sabercats here. Even when I'm down under, I'm listening to ESPN 97.5 on the app. You can stream the boys from anywhere. mate.